Any guess as to whether or not adding bevacizumab is helping more in terms of delivery of chemotherapy as opposed to the effects of radiation therapy, or both?
The thing about it is that most likely the effects of improved vascular physiology are transient. So my guess is that that might help with the initial part of treatment, but that there are other hypotheses about why it might work. And actually, Lee Ellis at our institution has looked at cell lines in colon cancer and pancreatic cancer and found VEGFR1 receptors on actual tumor cells. Obviously, everyone knows that VEGF receptors are on endothelial cells, but the other hypothesis that's interesting is that if you deprive a survival signal that the tumor cell needs somehow, what maybe in concert with other pathways, that might enhance the effect of a cytotoxic insult like radiation or chemotherapy as well. So that's another hypothesis that's interesting. The other one, obviously, is just that there's direct endothelial cell cytotoxicity from the radiation.